Hello, my name is Lucas de Groot. This is Type Radio from New York, and now we're talking.
Your whole interest, how was it sparked off? I mean,
in fonts?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have been born with it. My mother told me I made my first typeface when I was 6. It was a kind of a shitty typeface because we had a toilet with a flat thing in there. So I was exercising to make characters with shit. So I was very proud and calling my mother, "Hey mom, I made a P today." So I don't think I finished the whole alphabet, but yes. And then later on at the gymnasium, at a certain point, there was a school newspaper and I received it and immediately was disturbed because someone had written the page numbers with a pen underneath the pages and he had a very ugly handwriting. So I was so upset that immediately I designed a set of numbers, special numbers. They were all crazy things. And I put this paper underneath the door of the newspaper, school newspaper. And then next day they picked me out of the classroom and said, "Hey, can you come and join us?" And then the year after, I more or less made the whole newspaper alone, and I got 7 issues out and did lots of stuff, typographic stuff and illustrations. And then I had to design film posters at school, and there was a photographic dark room in the school, so I did lots of black and white photography. And I'm not from an artistic background. My father is started off with growing tulips, etc., and now he's doing export of tulips and plants.
He's Dutch.
Yes, yeah. Of course. And so in my neighborhood, I knew nobody doing graphic design, so nobody knew. I even didn't know art academies existed until I was quite old.
But do your parents, did your family understand what you were doing, or?
Yes, of course, yeah. Yes. And my father had an office as well, so they had to do a lot of, had to output a lot of printed stuff as well. And he had to order stuff from a print company. Actually, when I was still at gymnasium, I was working at this print company in my summer holidays, simply to learn a bit about printing, and I was in the preparation for offset, so where all the films get copied, and when you do, also the place where the creative guys were and
pre-press.
Yes, pre-press. Yeah, mm-hmm. Analog pre-press. Mm. It was a lot of fun. Mm. Learned a lot. Yeah. So that's how I got into it, and actually that I got into The Hague was an accident because I had no idea that. I didn't want to go to an art school to design type. I wanted to learn more. My love was with doing illustrations and drawing, etc. So I wanted to learn this, and I wanted to become a painter, something like that. So that's I first went to art school to this guy from the head of the painting department, and he looked at my work and he said, "Well, you have talent, but it's all graphic work, so you better come back tomorrow." With my colleague, and I said, "Well, but do we also get to draw there?" And he said, "Yeah, of course." So I said, "Okay, well, that's how it happened." And of course, I didn't know there was an inspiring type design teacher in The Hague. It was just, The Hague was the first city next close to closest to where I lived, so it was all quite accidental.
And do you paint, or do you at all, or is it?
I have done a lot of illustrations in my life. I have filled books, diaries with lots of illustrations, but I've never started really oil painting. Actually, I did start, but only I never finished.
I don't know how old your son is. Does he have an interest in?
He's only 5, so of course he has an interest. Yeah.
Has he started looking in the toilet, whether there's a letter?
No, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
He's not learning how to write in school yet.
Mm. Okay, but you're not teaching him already, or?
No. I don't want to pressure him with this. No, I mean, of course, I stimulate him to be creative. When I was young, I still do a lot of things with my hands. I don't really like sitting behind a computer all day, so I have lots of you know, I have a workshop in the basement, and I have a sewing room, I have a garden, I have anything, you know, I have a welding machine and all kinds of wood stuff, so I make wood letters as well. So anytime I get sick of the computer, I do something with my hands. And
is it something you need to do in order to focus on this detailed technical?
Yes, I think so. Even though, although lots of the stuff that I do with my hands is also very detailed. You know, when you're making letters out of wood, you also have to, you know, make nice curves, and yeah, it's all, anything that you do with your hands needs attention and concentration, and so. But of course, it's good to have a kind of a mix of physical things and computer work.
Okay.
Can I wrap it up now?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas, for this conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.